It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Albuquerque Isotopes, AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. It is game five of a six-game series. Well, it's been a split so far. The Rainiers won games one and game three, and Albuquerque has won games two and yesterday's game four. They took down 6-4 to even up the series. Today, the Rainiers turn things over to right-hander Connor Wade, who makes the start. Wade is appearing in his 18th game for Tacoma, 17th as a starting pitcher, and he has a record of 4 wins and 4 losses with a 5.15 ERA. He'll be opposed by Albuquerque right-hander Chad Kuhl, who's actually a part of the Major League Colorado Rockies starting rotation, and he's making a rehabilitation start today. Kuhl has pitched in 20 games in the big leagues for the Rockies this season. This is his first rehab assignment, and he's been out with a hip problem and only out for about 2 weeks. Good chance he's actually going to be able to pitch for a while today in his first rehab start. So Chad Kuhl on the hill for Albuquerque and Connor Wade for the Tacoma Rainiers. Well, there's definitely been a storyline to this series so far, and that storyline is home runs. We'll get you up to speed when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tacoma Rainiers hosting the Albuquerque Isotopes tonight to game five of this series. And will we see more home runs? The answer seems yes. It seems very likely that we will see more home runs. Albuquerque and Tacoma have hit a total of 24 home runs in the first four games of this series. And the Rainiers facing this Isotopes team that leads all of minor league baseball in homers hit with 185. They are second in all of minor league baseball in home runs allowed with 196. So they're used to dingers either in the good way or the bad way, whether it's for or against it for Albuquerque. They expect to have home runs hit in their ball games. Yesterday, the Isotopes hit 4, and that was how they scored all 6 of their runs. They had 2 solo homers and 2 two-run homers, and that was enough for the victory. Rainiers have actually gone back-to-back games without hitting a home run. Look for that to change tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Albuquerque Isotopes, who have a record of 52 wins and 62 losses on the season. Their manager is Warren Schaefer. They are the Colorado Rockies AAA club. Leading off for Albuquerque, playing third base, is Tim Lopes. Batting second, the shortstop, Alan Trejo. Hitting third is Sean Bouchard. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Carlos Perez. Hitting fifth and playing first base is the Gig Harbor product, Michael Tolia. Batting sixth and playing second base is Coco Montez. Hitting seventh, right fielder Ryan Vallade. Batting eighth, the center fielder Jimmy Herron. And hitting ninth, doing the catching, is Jonathan Morales. On the mound for Albuquerque, Chad Kuhl. Kuhl, major leaguer on a rehab assignment, making his first minor league appearance of the season. The Tacoma Rainiers are 52-63 on the season, and the Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. They're going to lead off with Taylor Trammell. Trammell is in right field. Batting second and playing first base is Evan White. Hitting third, second baseman Jonathan Villar. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Jared Keldick. Batting fifth is designated hitter Kyle Lewis. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Forrest Wall bats seventh. He's in center field. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Mason McCoy, and batting ninth, third baseman Drew Ellis. On the mound, Connor Wade. Wade 4-4 with a 5.15 ERA. Our umpires, Anthony Perez is behind the plate, Michael Raines at first base, and Jonathan Parra is at third. It's Tacoma and Albuquerque, game five of the six-game series. The stage is set. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning, and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Just had the first pitch of the game. Connor Wade got Tim Lopes to swing and miss for strike one, and pitch number two is called a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-2 the count to get things started here on Lopes. 77 degrees, our game-time temperature, the Rainiers and the Albuquerque Isotopes. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Wade took a little something off on that pitch, and he got Lopes out in front of it. A change up there for the swinging strike three, and one man's gone at the top of the first inning. Connor Wade coming off of a great start his last time out facing Las Vegas, allowed just one run in six innings, picked up the win in a game that the Rainiers won with ease, as it turned out. 9-1 was the final. Alan Trejo now the batter. He's been tough on the Rainiers of this series, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. As mentioned in the pregame show, Albuquerque has hit 14 home runs during the first four games of this series. Trejo has hit three of those, including two yesterday. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Rainiers wearing specialty jerseys today. It is Grateful Dead night at Cheney Stadium. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Trejo. Their white jerseys with a Rainiers version of the Grateful Dead Steal Your Face logo on them. Here's a drive down the left field line, and that's going to get down for a hit for Trejo. Over to pick it up at the base of the left field fence is Kelnick, and in at second with a stand-up double is Trejo with his 17th double of the season. And Albuquerque has a man in scoring position for Sean Bouchard. Bouchard's hit three home runs in this series and overall is batting .316 this season in 62 games for Albuquerque with 19 homers and 54 runs batted in. And he's up now with a man in scoring position. Has a 1,089 OPS this year. Wade's pitch to Bouchard is taken for a called strike. Wade's working with Brian O'Keefe behind the plate. The infield shifts Bouchard. Three infielders on the left side, including second baseman Jonathan Villar. McCoy at short, Ellis at third. Evan White playing first today. Here's a pitch that misses inside. The outfield is Kelnick in left, Wall in center, and Trammell in right. One-one pitch down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Rainiers entering play today, 11 games under 500, but two games over 500 since the All-Star break. 2-1 pitch, inside, ball three. Rainiers 14-12 since the break in mid-July. Now Wade with his 3-1 pitch on its way to Bouchard. And it's low and away, ball four, he lost him. So Bouchard draws a walk, and there are two on with one out in the first. This is Wade's 17th start and 18th appearance for the Red Ears. His stats coming into it, 4-4 with a 5.15 ERA, 80 and a third innings pitched, 46 strikeouts, only 15 walks, so that first inning walk's a bit of a rarity. And he's allowed 93 hits, batting average against him is .292. So two on, one out, and the pitch to Carlos Perez is taken inside for a ball. Perez batting .268, fourth in the league with 25 homers and 68 runs batted in. Wade ready, and the 1-0 pitch is inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, and now the Red Ears catcher O'Keefe's going to jog out to the mound and chat with Connor Wade for a moment. Wade out of the University of Arizona, and he was originally drafted by the Colorado Rockies in 2013, and they released him out of Double-A Hartford after the 2017 season. And this is the first time, I believe, that he has faced the Rockies or one of their minor league affiliates since that happened. Well, no, that wouldn't be right. In the Eastern League, he could have faced him in 2019. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul. It's definitely the first time that he has ever faced Albuquerque. 2-1 the count to Perez. Wade was not with the Red Ears in April when Tacoma played Albuquerque early in the season. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Perez, and it's grounded to the left side. McCoy has it. No play at second. Can throw to first, though, and get Perez, and that's the second out of the inning. So Perez grounds out to shortstop. The runners move up. Trejo takes third, and Bouchard takes second. The Red Ears shifting here, and because they had three infielders on the left side and that ball was hit between the shortstop and the second baseman, who both pursued it on the left side of the infield, there was no one covering second to try to double up Perez. So they couldn't get the force out at second, but they could get Perez at first. First pitch to Tolias, rolled to first, a fair ball. White picks it up, touches the first base bag for the out, and Wade escapes. No run score for Albuquerque at the top of the first on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Albuquerque nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Albuquerque did not score in the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning here at Cheney Stadium. It'll be Taylor Trammell, Evan White, and Jonathan Villar atop the Tacoma lineup this evening. And a little bit of a surprise on the mound today. Chad Kuhl making a rehab start. We did not know yesterday that this was going to happen today. Kuhl has been on the Colorado Rockies injured list since August 5th with a right hip flexor strain. And that's just 15 days ago, but he's ready to work 2 weeks later and do a rehab start. His first pitch to Taylor Trammell is down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Chad Kuhl, K-U-H-L, former Pirate starting pitcher. The Rockies signed him as a free agent in the offseason. 1-0 pitch to Trammell is fouled back. And Kuhl's been in the big leagues since 2016. And has been a regular in the starting rotation of the Pirates and now the Rockies. He's made 20 starts for Colorado this season. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Trammell. And it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Coming in is Bouchard, tight to the foul line. He has room, and he makes the catch. And one man is out in the bottom of the first. Trammell flies out to left. And now Evan White will be the batter. Kuhl, in 20 starts for the Rockies this year, has 6 wins and 7 losses with a 5.16 ERA. 103 innings pitched, 76 strikeouts, 46 walks. Evan White now the batter. Kuhl with his pitch. And it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Chad Kuhl, 29 years old, out of the University of Delaware. He's a blue hen. Here's a pitch outside for a ball to Evan White. Now the 2-0 is ball three, and White's well out ahead of the count, 3-0. When Kuhl was coming up through the Pittsburgh Pirates system, his AAA stop was Indianapolis in the International League, as there's one outside, ball four to Evan White. He draws a one-out walk. And the Red Ears have their first base runner of the game, and now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. So this is Kuhl's first ever Pacific Coast League game. It's his first game as a member of the Isotopes. And it's his first trip to Cheney Stadium. Jonathan Villar now the batter. 11 for 44, 250 average since joining the Rainiers. Switch hitter, he bats left, and the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1's coming. And the pitch is outside and low. One ball, one strike to VR. VR did not play yesterday. Was 1-for-5 with a double in Thursday's game. That was the Rainiers victory. Kuhl with a 1-1 pitch. And it is swung on and fouled off on the third base side in the air. Lopes over for a look, but this is out of play in the seats, and count goes to 1-2 to Jonathan Villar. Villar settles in. And Kuhl is set. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and grounded to first. Tolia has it. Throws to the shortstop. There's one. Back to Kuhl covering first in time for two. Nicely turned double play by the Isotopes. Tolia to Trejo. Back to Kuhl, the pitcher, at first base. 3-6-1 to close out the bottom of the first inning. No runs, hits, or errors. We go to the second inning of play. Tacoma and Albuquerque are scoreless.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the second inning. No score between Tacoma and Albuquerque. Connor Wade on the mound, and the leadoff man for the Topes this inning is Coco Montez, and he hits a fly ball to right field on the first pitch, and the Raiders have Taylor Trammell out there today. He makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the second inning. Coco Montez flies out to right field. That'll bring up Ryan Vallade. Vallade hitting 249, four homers, 689 OPS for the Isotopes, who put runners at first and second with one out in the first, but Wade was able to get out of it. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Next offering is hit in the air towards right, and there's Trammell again to make the catch, and Vallade flies out to right field just as Montez did before him. And that'll bring Jimmy Herron to the plate. Maybe he can fly out to right field, and the Rainiers could call it a two-man inning, just Wade and Trammell. Herron hitting 217 in 19 games for Albuquerque, recently promoted from Double-A. He takes a strike on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Next offering runs up and in. One ball, one strike. One is swung on, grounded past the diving McCoy and into left center. There's a base hit. Over to pick it up is Kelnick. It's a two-out single for Jimmy Herron. And there's the second hit of the game for the Isotopes. And now Jonathan Morales will be the batter.
The catcher, number one, Jonathan Morales.
Morales, right-hand hitter. The pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now a toss to first base, and back in with a dive is Herron. Now the pitch, line towards right. That's going to get down for a hit. Trammell fields it on two hops. Rounding second is Herron. He goes to third and makes it there standing up. It's a single the other way for Jonathan Morales. And the Isotopes have runners at the corners with two outs. A little two-out rally developing. Tim Lopes coming to the plate. We'll see if the Raiders can snuff this out. Lopes struck out swinging his first time up. He's 0-for-1. That hit right there was the first by Morales in this series after going 0-for-8 the first couple games he played in. The pitch is outside and low to Lopes. There's ball one. Now the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. The count's even, 1-1. One pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Wade out ahead of the count on Lopes. A ball and two strikes. Now Wade's ready. And the 1-2 pitch swung on and hit on a big hop to short. McCoy has it and shovels the ball to VR for the force out at second base on Morales coming in. And that wraps up the top of the second inning. No runs for Albuquerque on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Albuquerque are scoreless.
Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones from 10 years to 45 years of service in their career at the utility. TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payment. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
No score between Tacoma and Albuquerque. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Nice night for baseball here. About 75 degrees at the moment. Blue skies for the most part. A few wispy clouds here and there. Most of the field is in the shade now, except for a few streaks of direct sunlight in right field. Jared Kelnick leads things off in the bottom of the second, and he sprays the first pitch from Chad Poole into left field, a base hit. So Kelnick singles the other way, and the Red Ears have their first hit of the game. And Kelnick has now hit safely in his last seven ball games for the Red Ears. And prior to that hit, he was hitting .297 for Tacoma, so that might have got him up to the .300 mark. Here's Kyle Lewis, DHing today, right-hand batter. 1-for-3 with a walk yesterday, and he swings at the first pitch and pops it up on the infield, and the shortstop takes over, and traversing the mound, Trejo makes the catch, and that is the first out at the bottom of the second inning. So Lewis pops up to Alan Trejo, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Trejo had to run directly over the mound while keeping his eye on that pop-up to make the catch. That's a difficult play to make. Now Cool with the pitch to O'Keefe. The runner goes, swing and a miss for a strike. Throw to second, not in time. Kelnick steals second base. Trejo covering, unable to reel in the throw from Morales. So Jared Kelnick steals his fourth base of the season. And the Red Deers continue to lead the league in stolen bases as a team. That's 148 bags for Tacoma this year. They stole seven bases here last night. That was a season high. Brian O'Keefe stands in, and the pitch is swung on and popped up down the third baseline. Foul ball. Lopes and the shortstop over for a look, but it's out of play. So O'Keefe's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Cool is ready. Checks Kelnick at second base, and now here's his pitch, and it is down low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Cool, a major leaguer on a rehab assignment, so when he is on the mound, there's no pitch clock. Yeah, the 1-2 pitch. Is on its way, and it is high. Two balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. Cool, drafted by the Pirates in the ninth round in 2013 out of the University of Delaware. Now the 2-2 pitch down low with a slider, and the count is full. Three balls, two strikes to O'Keefe, and he was behind 0-2, so he's worked a full count here. No score, bottom of the second inning, Tacoma at Albuquerque. Game 5 of a 6-game series that'll wrap up with a day game tomorrow afternoon at 1:35. O'Keefe calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in and ready to hit. Cool with his 3-2 pitch, and it is swung on and tapped slowly up the middle, and it's picked up by the second baseman Montez, and he throws out O'Keefe at first base. Kelnick moves up. He's now at third, but there are two outs in the inning. Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall playing center field today and hitting in the number 7 spot. Batting 253 with 6 homers, 695 OPS. Kelnick down the line from third, and Cool's pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. That's strike one. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-1. So 1-1 the count. And the pitch to Wall is taken for a strike. 1-2 the count. One 2 pitch, swing and a miss. That is strike three. Wall strikes out to wrap up the bottom of the second inning. Cool gets his first strikeout of the night. No runs for Tacoma on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the third inning. Tacoma and Albuquerque are scoreless.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
No score between Tacoma and Albuquerque. We head to the third inning of play. Tacoma stranding a runner at third base in the bottom of the second. Connor Wade on the mound for the Red Ears. He's stranded four runners for Albuquerque in the first two innings, and his first pitch to Trejo is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Trejo doubled in the first. Now here's a pitch that misses for a ball. 1-1 the count. Mariners just lost in Oakland in 10 innings, 4-3. Now the 1-1 is hit past the diving McCoy and into left center, a base hit for Trejo, and he has a leadoff single in the top of the third, 2-for-2 tonight. And now Sean Bouchard will be the batter. So the Mariners now 5-3 on the 9-game road trip going into the final game tomorrow afternoon in Oakland. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and flared towards the second baseman, VR, who drops it on purpose, and the umpire said, you can't do that. And he just calls it an out. VR dropped it on purpose because he realized they could get a double play if he dropped it and then threw to McCoy at second and then relay it to first because the batter, Bouchard, wasn't really running it out. But the base umpire, Jonathan Parra, was right there and he said, See, that was an easy on purpose drop there by VR to try to turn two. And now here's a fly to the left side of the infield that's caught by the shortstop McCoy. So Perez is out on one pitch. Bouchard's play, by the way, counts as a pop-up caught by the second baseman. And then Perez popped up to the shortstop, who actually did catch the ball. Two away. And now Michael Tolia will be the batter, the Gig Harbor native who was up with two on and two out of the first inning and grounded out. So here's one down low for a ball. Might have been the first time in this series he did not come through with a hit with runners in scoring position. 1-0 pitch is grounded to the right side to VR, and he has it and throws out Tolia at first, and that wraps up the top of the third inning. No runs for Albuquerque on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma and Albuquerque are scoreless.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you. with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
No score between Tacoma and Albuquerque. We move on to the bottom of the third inning. Mason McCoy, Drew Ellis, and Taylor Trammell to bat this inning against the rehabbing major leaguer Chad Kuhl. Rainiers with one hit and one walk so far against Kuhl, but not resulting in any runs just yet. We'll see if they can get to him here in the third. Mason McCoy will lead things off. He reached base four times yesterday with two hits and two walks. On the year, batting .240 with 14 homers, .747 OPS. And he flinches at the first pitch but held up his swing in time, according to the first base umpire on appeal. So that's ball one to Mason McCoy. Now the 1-0 pitch is on its way from Kuhl. And it's outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. .20 coming. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 2-1. Here's the 2-1. Over for a called strike, 2-2. Cool, heavy with the slider usage early in this game. Here's his 2-2 pitch to McCoy. Swing and a miss. Got him with his slider. And there's Cool's second strikeout of the night. One out at the bottom of the third. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis hitting .217, eight homers, a .795 OPS. In his time with Tacoma this year, he's been with two different PCL teams, began the year with Reno. It's almost even on games played between the two clubs now. So the pitch to Ellis is in there for a strike. He played in 42 games for Reno before being acquired by the Mariners, and this is his 41st game with Tacoma. And now he takes a strike. Oh, to the count. Little League World Series going on. Drew Ellis is a Little League World Series alumni. Played in it in 2008 when he was 12 years old. Said it was a lot of fun. Here's a pitch up high to Ellis. He was from, his Little League was Jefferson, Indiana in 2008. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's a swing and a miss. That's strike three. And Chad Kuhl has back-to-back strikeouts to start the third inning. He also struck out Wall to end the second inning. So he has struck out three consecutive batters. And again, it's the slider that he's getting his swinging strikes with. Two outs, and now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Pitch from Cool to Trammell is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch inside for a ball, 2-0. Pitch coming, and it's a swing and a miss, 2-1. Trammell had a walk and a hit yesterday, stole two bases. He calls time and steps out for a moment. Now he's back in there, ready to hit. 2-1 pitch on its way, and it is outside for a ball, 3-1. Pitch inside, ball four. Trammell draws a walk with two outs, and the Rainiers get a man on. Now Evan White is the batter. White walked earlier. Toss to first base, and back in safely is Trammell. White, one of five former first-round draft picks in the Rainiers lineup today. And he swings and bounces one foul, third base side. Now they could get to six if they had Derek Hill in the lineup, but he has an off day today. The Mariners' first-round pick in 2017. You've got Trammell, 2016 first round. Jared Kelnick, 2018 to the Mets. Kyle Lewis, 2016 Mariner. So here's one outside for a ball. And Forrest Wall, first round in 2014, Colorado. One ball, one strike to Evan White. Runner goes, pitch is stroked up the middle and into center field, a base hit along the ground. And Trammell's around second, and he goes to third, and Evan White singles up the middle, and Tacoma is threatening with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Runners at the quarters, two outs for Jonathan Villar. Villar grounded into a double play his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Cool. Ready now. The runners have their leads. And the pitch is a fastball. Inside, ball one. Cool's fastball has been in the 94 mile per hour range for the most part in this game. Here's his 1-0 on its way to VR, and it's a swing and a miss at a slider. And the count goes to 1-1. Trammell leads from third, White from first, with two outs at the bottom of the third inning of a scoreless tie. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, first base side. Count goes to 1-2. So ball and two strikes to VR. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. And down goes Villar to close out the bottom of the third inning. Right here's threatened, but they do not score. No runs on a hit and two runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma nothing, Albuquerque nothing.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
No score between Tacoma and Albuquerque. We head to the fourth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Coco Montez, Ryan Vallade, and Jimmy Herron to bat at the top of the fourth inning against Connor Wade. The Rainiers starter, Wade, has allowed four hits but no runs through three innings. His pitch to Coco Montez is taken low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Wade rocks and delivers, and this pitch is hit hard on the ground to third, but flagged down by Ellis, and he calmly throws out Montez at first base. Two pitches, one out in the top of the fourth inning. Quick reactions by Ellis, who was drawn in a little bit too on that pitch. Now Ryan Vallade is the batter. He flied out to right field earlier. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch is high for a ball. And Wade misses outside. Two balls, one strike to Vallade. One pitch, swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. Wade with one strikeout so far. 2-2 pitches, swung on it, popped up foul behind the plate. O'Keefe over for a look, but it's in the box seats. And a souvenir for a fan who brought his glove. So 2-2 still the count to Ryan Vallade. Wade's one strikeout tonight was the first batter he faced. He struck out Tim Lopes to open the game on three pitches. 2-2 pitch, low ball three. Full count to Vallade. Now the payoff pitch is on its way, and it's inside, ball four, he lost him. Vallade draws a one-out walk in the fourth, and now Jimmy Herron will be the batter. Herron singled his first time up. He's one for one. Rainiers entered play today, 13 games out of first in the Western Division standings. Reno is in first place. They held their ground yesterday by beating Salt Lake 7-3. So here's a pitch up high to Heron. And the star in that game was their starting pitcher, Ryan Nelson, who went seven innings and allowed just three runs and got the win. His ninth win. He's the first pitcher in the PCL this year to record nine victories. Heron pops up the next pitch on the right side, and the first baseman, White, makes the catch on the infield grass. That's out number two at the top of the fourth inning. Now Jonathan Morales will be the batter. He singled his first time up. And the pitch from Wade is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Sacramento had two home runs last night from their slugger David Villar, and they beat Las Vegas at Las Vegas 5-4. So there's a toss to first, and back in safely is Valade. Villar now with 26 home runs on the year, 77 runs batted in. And he's just two behind the league leader, Stone Garrett of Reno. He's got 28. Here's one down and in to Morales, but Garrett is going to be stuck on 28 for as long as he is in the big leagues. He was just called up recently by the Diamondbacks and actually got his first major league hits earlier this week. 2-0 pitch is lined into left center. That's a base hit for Morales. Valade is around second. He'll go to third as the throw comes into the cutoff man. It's a single for Morales. He's 2-for-2 today. And the Isotopes have runners at the corners with two away for Tim Lopes. So Albuquerque puts together a threat with two outs. Tim Lopes is 0-for-2. He is struck out and grounded out. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Round Rock shut out El Paso yesterday 4-0. Former AL Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel started for Round Rock yesterday. So here's a pitch in for a strike. And he tossed seven shutout innings for the Texas Rangers AAA club. Gave up four hits and one walk, struck out six. 1-1 to Lopes, swinging a foul tip at the plate there, strike two. Keuchel's been with a couple of different teams in the majors this year, the White Sox and the Diamondbacks, and he struggled in the big leagues this season and agreed to a minor league deal with Texas to try to work through it, and he had a great game yesterday. 1-2 pitch to Lopes is outside for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Runners at the corners, two outs. Scoreless game in the top of the fourth. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Wade fans Tim Lopes for his second time today, and that closes out the top of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. The Isotopes have already stranded seven runners. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and Albuquerque are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children. Your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning, and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. No score between Tacoma and Albuquerque. Jared Kelnick, Kyle Lewis, and Brian O'Keefe to come to the plate this inning against the right-hander Chad Kuhl. Kelnick singled to left field against Kuhl his first time up. He's one for one. And the right-hander's pitch is taken inside and in the dirt for a ball. What a 0-0 count. Kelnick's now hit safely in seven straight games. He has nine hits and two homers during the hitting streak. And impressively, only one strikeout. So here's one up high for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 the count to Kelnick. Kuhl's pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards center field. And Jimmy Herron's already under it, moving towards left center, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the fourth. Kelnick flies out, and now Kyle Lewis is the batter. Lewis popped up earlier. He's 0 for 1. Well, I was talking about the action from around the Pacific Coast League in last night's games, and we got to wrap that up with the story of the day. Here's one down low to Lewis. The doubleheader last night between Oklahoma City and Sugar Land that turned eerie late in the second game. Here's a pitch for a strike to Lewis. Oklahoma City, the visitors won the first game 4-1. Miguel Vargas hit three doubles. Gavin Stone made his AAA debut and tossed four no-hit innings. And then they went to game two. So here's a swing and a bouncer foul. And the first place Oklahoma City Dodgers were in a 4-4 tie with Sugar Land until they got to the bottom of the sixth inning when Sugar Land broke a Pacific Coast League record. So here's one outside for a ball to Lewis. It was a Pacific Coast League record that had been in place since 1923. Sugar Land scored 17 runs in one inning. Biggest inning in league history. So there's a swing and a miss by Lewis. Kuhl got him with a strikeout, his fifth. Or got him with a slider. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. The 17-run inning. They sent 23 batters to the plate. 12 in a row reached after there were two outs. There were 10 hits, 9 walks, and a hit batter. No position players pitched. It was all real pitchers on the mound for Oklahoma City. So here's a bouncer foul. The inning featured 108 pitches and took 58 minutes to play. The half inning, not the full inning, the half inning. Sugar Land scored 17 runs. It had not been seen anything like that in the PCL since 1923, when Salt Lake City had a 16-run inning against Vernon, a franchise from back in the day, based somewhere in Southern California. And that was the PCL record. Now the 2-1 pitch outside, ball three. For comparison, the major league record is also 17 runs, set in 1953 by the Red Sox in a game against Detroit. 3-1 pitch, bounced foul. Full count now to O'Keefe, 3-2. That's the modern Major League record, pre-1900. You want to go to the 1800s, there is record of an 18-run inning put together by the Chicago White Stockings in 1883. That's how rare this 17-run inning was. 2-2 pitch, or the 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four, and O'Keefe ends up drawing a walk, and he is on with two outs. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. The announced attendance in Sugarland last night for the doubleheader on a Friday night was a disappointing 3,645. Not sure what's going on there. But I wonder how many of those people were still there at the end of game two of the doubleheader. Because it was the sixth inning of a seven-inning game. Wonder how many saw that 17-run inning. Well, maybe more than I think, because it was a tie game. There'd be no reason to leave unless it was just too late. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. I keep thinking of poor Alex Friedman, the Oklahoma City broadcaster. He's game two of the doubleheader. He's been calling the whole thing. It's 4-4 at the bottom of the sixth. It's getting near the end, and it's also a close game. And then the 17-run inning happens. Sears went outside for a ball to Forrest Wall. 58 minutes later, the 17 runs have crossed the plate. There have been nine walks. 12 straight guys reached with two outs. Oh. 2-1 pitch to Wall is inside, ball three. The Sugarland catcher, Yonner Diaz, who played in the Futures game, Astros prospect, he's one of five players who batted three times in the inning. He had each of the three true outcomes. He homered, walked, and struck out in the same inning. 3-1 pitch bounced up the middle, ranging to his left to field it is Trejo, and he throws out the speedy Forrest Wall at first base, wrapping up the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma does not score. No runs, hits, or errors, and one runner left. We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma and Albuquerque are scoreless.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma nothing, Albuquerque nothing. Alan Trejo, Sean Bouchard, and Carlos Perez to bat at the top of the fifth inning against Connor Wade. And Wade's pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. The Isotopes have 5 hits through 4 innings against Wade, and Trejo has 2 of them. He's 2-for-2, single and a double. And he watches this pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. Trejo now 7-for-19 with three homers in this series. Wade with his pitch, and it is taken for a called strike. Two and one the count. Wade into his motion to the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left. This is pretty deep. Kelnick's back at the track, but it is gone. Trejo has hit another one. His fourth home run of this series, and Albuquerque snaps the scoreless tie. They lead 1-0. So Trejo lifts a homer to left field to lead off the top of the fifth inning. First run of the game for either team. And it's his 14th homer of the year. And Albuquerque's minor league baseball leading 186th of the season. The only team in baseball with more homers, majors or minors, is the New York Yankees, who had 195 going into today. And, well, they're at 196 now. Gleyber Torres hit one today when they lost to the Blue Jays. First pitch misses to Bouchard. 1-0 the count. Now Wade with his next pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Even count now, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Bouchard. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Is grounded to the left side. McCoy gobbles it up, and the shortstop throws to first in time to get Bouchard, and there's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. Sean Bouchard bounces out to shortstop, and now Carlos Perez will be the hitter. Perez is 0-for-2 with a ground out and a pop-up. And this pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, breaking ball outside. 1-1 now. And a swing and a fly towards left, but this one's not deep. Kelnick is there. He barely had to budge, and he makes the catch. And there's out number two in the top of the fifth inning. So here's Tolia, who is 0-for-2 with a couple of grounders on the infield. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Tolia's impressed in this series on the field. He fouls one into the seats right in front of the broadcast booth. 1-1 now. Tolia's 9-for-20 at the plate with a couple of homers. He now takes down low for a ball. The Gig Harbor High School alum has some serious power. So now the 2-1 is swung on and bounced foul first base side. It's a big figure in the batter's box, and when he hits one in the air, it can go a long way. The ball travels. Two-two pitch from Wade is a called strike three. Goes down looking, and Connor Wade has his third strikeout of the night, and that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. But Albuquerque is on the board. They get a run on the Trejo homer. It was the only hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Albuquerque 1, Tacoma 0.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing. Alan Trejo's homer at the top of this inning, snapping the scoreless tie. Right here is with Mason McCoy, Drew Ellis, and Taylor Trammell to hit at the bottom of the fifth inning against Chad Kuhl. The rehabbing major leaguers allowed just 2 hits through 4 innings. He's walked 2 and struck out 5. Kuhl's pitch to McCoy is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. It's going to be a longer rehab start for Kuhl. Coming back from some hip soreness, and he's only been out for 2 weeks, so it's not like he had to build up his pitch count again or anything. So here's one outside for a ball to McCoy, 2-0. Kuhl with a 2-0 pitch to McCoy. And it swung on and pulled between short and third and threw it to left field. A base hit for Mason McCoy. And that gets the Red Ears started here in the bottom of the fifth inning. McCoy continues his hot hitting. He now has 7 hits in his last 11 at-bats. Red Ears get the leadoff man aboard. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis struck out in the third. Pitch to him is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count to Ellis. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. 1-1. One pitch swung on and fouled away. Count goes to 1-2. Alice has had a real knack for collecting extra base hits recently. He's hit 4 homers during this homestand, all of them in the first leg of the homestand when Las Vegas was in town for the 7-game series. Alice played in 6 of those 7 games against Vegas and went deep 4 times, including a 2-homer game. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Drew Ellis. Time called right when Kuhl was about to throw. Now the 1-2. Up high with the runner going. Throw to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Mason McCoy with his 16th steal of the year. And the Rainiers now have the tying runner in scoring position at second base with nobody out. Nice throw by Morales there, but McCoy had a big jump and he was able to slide in safely. 2-2 to Ellis. And the pitch is check swing foul tip at the plate. Still 2-2. Cool getting the signs from Morales as McCoy leads from second. Now the 2-2 pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. Still 2-2. So an even count. Now Cool ready again. Here comes his 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and yanked foul down the left field line. Ellis was all over that slider and he roped it, but was out in front a little bit and pulled it foul. So still two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it is ball three. Full count, 3-2. Now the payoff, low ball four. Ellis works a base on balls, and the Red Ears have two on with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. And for the first time tonight, there's activity in the Albuquerque Isotopes bullpen. Left-hander Ty Block is starting to warm up. Little conference on the mound there with the catcher Morales going out to talk to Cool. Well, two on, no one out. Right here's down 1-0 at the bottom of the fifth inning. And the first pitch is swung on by Trammell and hit high in the air to shallow left field. And in comes the left fielder Bouchard, and he makes the catch, calling off Trejo. And there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Trammell went after the first pitch. So one down, and now Evan White will hit. White has reached base twice with a single and a walk today. 5-for-22 with three homers on this rehab assignment, and he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0, holding up his swing in time. Now the 1-0 is on its way. And it is down low for a ball. So White with a good hitter's count here. Two balls, no strikes. Cool ready. And here's his pitch, and it is down and in, ball three. So 3-0 to Evan White. And the pitch is swung on and bounced on a hop to third. Fielded there by Lopes. Feeds Montez for one. Relay to first is not in time. White avoids the double play. McCoy takes third. Runners are at the quarters with two outs for Jonathan Villar. Villar 0 for 2 today with a double play grounder and a strikeout. Villar settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. In there for a called strike. Right here's looking for a clutch two-out hit. They've left a runner stranded at third base twice already today. And just to be clear, in both cases, the runner didn't get to third base until there were two outs. They've needed the two-out hit, and they haven't gotten it yet. The 1-1 pitch is fouled off on the third base side. Lopes over for a look, but this is out of play. One ball, two strikes to Villar. McCoy at third and White at first with two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cool's pitch count about 85 now. The 1-2 is outside. Was close, but just off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Now the next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Well, with two outs and a full count, Evan White will be on the move from first base. Here we go, the payoff pitch is on its way from Cool. Eventually, now he's ready to throw, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and VR has struck out, and the Rainiers do not score in the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two runners left on. We go to the sixth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. It's Albuquerque 1, Tacoma nothing.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Go! We go to the sixth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It is 1-0 Albuquerque. And the Rainiers with Connor Wade on the hill. And his first pitch to Coco Montez is called a strike on the outside edge. 0-1 the count. The solo homer by Trejo in the fifth inning. The only run of this game. We're now in the sixth. The 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. 1-1. Wade now with the 1-1, and it is taken a little bit low for a ball. 2-1. Now the 2-1 swung on and yanked down the left field line. Fair ball going towards the corner. Kelnick giving chase. Montez is on his way to second, and he will stop there with a stand-up double. So Coco Montez has a leadoff double in the sixth inning. Hit number 7 for the Isotopes tonight. And now Ryan Vallade is the batter. Vallade has flied out and walked so far. And the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Some interesting results last night on the pitching front, especially in the upper levels. Here's a swing and a foul back by Vallade. At AA Arkansas, they played a road game against the Springfield Cardinals, St. Louis affiliate, Springfield, Missouri. Yeah, the 1-1 is up and in, 2-1. And Arkansas trounced him 15-1. The starting pitcher was Bryce Miller, hard thrower, who was drafted just last summer and has been a quick mover in the farm system this year. He allowed just one run in six innings and permitted only three hits. Walked one, struck out three. Nice outing for him. Had a ton of run support. 2-1 pitch is in for a called strike, 2-2. Outfielder Zach Deloach had three hits, a homer, and four runs batted in, also scored four runs. And middle infielder Kaden Polkovich went deep twice and drove in four runs for Arkansas yesterday. 2-2 pitch is down low for a ball, full count, 3-2. Three 2 pitch is swung on and popped up, foul and out of play. Still three balls, two strikes. So three balls, two strikes, runner at second. And the pitch is inside, ball four, and Albuquerque has a couple men on with no one out at the top of the sixth inning. Rainiers have begun bullpen activity for the first time tonight as Wade has run into a spot of trouble here in the sixth. And the Rainiers pitching coach, Alon Leishman, is on his way out to the mound. Looks like Taylor Williams is warming up in the pen. Also on our Mariner Farm Report, Advanced Class A Everett lost to Vancouver yesterday in a well-pitched game, 3-1. And wanted to note starting pitcher Brian Wu, who the Mariners drafted out of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And he tossed six shutout innings for Everett yesterday, gave up just two hits, and he had 11 strikeouts in six innings. Very impressive line for Brian Wu for Everett yesterday. Conference on the mound breaks up. Two on, no one out. And Jimmy Herron, the batter, he's 1-for-2 with a single. right-hand hitter, and Wade's pitch is bunted in the air on the third base side, fielded on a hop by Ellis, and he throws to second base to get the force out there. Heron is aboard at first, and taking third is Montez. That was an unusual play. The bunt was popped up. Ellis came charging in. He tried to catch it on the fly. He just couldn't get there in time. He ended up grabbing it on a short hop. And then he realized he was able to throw to second base and get an easy force out there with McCoy receiving the throw and making the put out. And runners are at the quarters with one out for Jonathan Morales. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Morales is 2-for-2 with two singles. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Rainiers could get out of this with a double play ball. And the next pitch is outside, ball three, 3-0 to Morales. Three-oh pitch. Misses somewhere for a ball. A little high according to the automated ball strike system, and that is a walk. So Morales heads down to first base. Heron takes second. And they are loaded up with one out for Tim Lopes, and that's it for Connor Wade. Tim Fedorovich is on his way to the mound. He's going to make the pitching change with Wade just shy of 90 pitches for the night. So we'll take a break here in the sixth. Albuquerque has the bases loaded with one out, and they lead the ball game 1-0.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
The top of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Albuquerque up 1-0, and they're threatening to score more. They have the bases loaded with one out, and the top of their order coming up, Tim Lopes the batter. The Rainiers have gone to the bullpen and brought in Taylor Williams. His 11th appearance for Tacoma this year. Williams 1-0 with a 1.69 ERA in a Rainiers uniform. Montez, the runner at third, Heron at second, and Morales at first. Tim Lopes, 0-for-3 in this game. Williams is set. And here's the pitch. And it is swung on. It bounced towards McCoy at short. He feeds VR. There's one on to first. Not in time. Lopes still runs well, and he is able to avoid being doubled up. Montez scores from third, and it's 2-0 Albuquerque. Heron safe at third base, and Lopes reaches on the fielder's choice. This ball was sort of a chopper that helped Lopes beat it out to avoid the double play, the fact that it was not a hard hit grounder. So it's 2-0. Runners at first and third with two outs, and here's the man of the day for Albuquerque, Alan Trejo, who's 3-for-3 with a single, a double, and a homer. And the pitch from Williams is a fastball call to strike, 0-1 the count. Trejo a triple away from hitting for this cycle. He's hit only one triple this year. Now the 0-1 pitch is coming from Williams. And it is low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Rainiers have Kalnick, Lewis, and O'Keefe coming up at the bottom of this inning. 1-1 pitch coming from Williams. And it is outside for a ball. 2-1. Now Williams with the 2-1 pitch. And it is swung on and chopped towards the second baseman, VR. He'll make the throw to first for the out, and the inning is over. Nice job by Taylor Williams coming in with the bases loaded and one out, and just one of the runners scores. But Albuquerque adds to its lead overall. One run on one hit in the sixth. They left two men on base. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rainiers need to get on the scoreboard. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Isotopes. Left-hander Ty Block comes in, a man who knows his way around the Pacific Coast League. He's on in relief of Chad Cool. Cool had a nice rehab start for the Isotopes. Five scoreless innings of three-hit ball. He did walk four, struck out six. Block's first pitch to Kalnick in a left versus left situation is inside for a ball, 1-0. Block now 31 years old. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and chopped on a big hop to second. Montez has it, and he throws out Kalnick at first base. One out in the bottom of the sixth, and now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. We saw Block pitching against the Rainiers as a starter numerous times when he was with Sacramento in 2015 and 16. And then after 2 years in the big leagues with San Francisco, he was back with Sacramento in 2019. Now pitching in a relief role. His pitch to Kyle Lewis is foul, tipped at the plate there, strike one. This year he split his time between AAA Albuquerque and the Major League Colorado Rockies. He's in his eighth game for Albuquerque tonight and has been in 19 games for Colorado. 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball. And he's been used as a multiple inning reliever while in the big leagues with the Rockies. His 1-1 to Lewis is fouled off 1-2. So Lewis behind in the count, a ball and two strikes. Block with the leg kick. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Lewis, and that's the second out at the bottom of the sixth inning. So two away, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe has grounded out and walked so far. The pitch is swung out and fouled back. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch grounded to the shifted second baseman Montez up the middle, and he throws out O'Keefe at first, and the Red Ears go down in order at the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the seventh with the score, Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing. Taylor Williams, the reliever, came in from the bullpen and retired both batters he faced in the sixth. He stays in the game to begin the seventh. He'll face Sean Bouchard, Carlos Perez, and Michael Tolia. Connor Wade ended up going 5 1/3 today, allowed 7 hits and 2 runs. They were earned. He walked 4, struck out 3. Wade pitched with a lot of traffic today, but did a nice job with the run prevention. Here's the pitch to Bouchard, and that's ball one. Bouchard's 0-2 with a walk so far. Now Williams is set, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even 1-1. Parent club of the Isotopes, the Colorado Rockies, won tonight. They beat the Giants 4-3 in 10 innings at Coors Field. So here's one up and in for a ball. Brendan Rogers, a former Isotope, had the game-winning RBI single for the Rockies in the bottom of the 10th. 2-1 delivery is called a strike right on the bottom outside edge of the digital strike zone. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider. Down goes Bouchard, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. Carlos Perez will now be the hitter. He is grounded out, popped up, and flied out. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Williams now with his next offering, and this one's outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch, swung on and hit in the air, foul down the left field line. One 2 pitch is up and in for a ball, 2-2. Taylor Williams, one of three Washington State natives currently in the Rainiers bullpen, if we include the major league rehabber Matthew Boyd. 2-2 pitch is up high, ball three. Boyd's been pitching in relief for the Rainiers during this homestand. He worked two innings yesterday. Three balls, two strikes to Perez. Payoff pitch coming. Swung on and hit softly to the second baseman. And that's fielded by VR. And he throws out Perez at first base, and two men are gone in the seventh inning. And now Toya will bat. So you've got Taylor Williams, born in Vancouver, went to Camas High School. You've got Riley O'Brien, born in Seattle. And then Matthew Boyd, born on Mercer Island. Pitch to Toya as it ended the bat, liner to left, and that's going to actually shoot through to the fence. And Toya's digging for second. Kelnick fires, and Toya's in there. He has a two-out double to left center. Didn't look like he made solid contact there, but the ball shot off his bat and went out to left center. Quickly got out to the track. Toya with his first hit of the night. He's now 1-for-4. And he's in scoring position with two outs for Coco Montez, who's 1-for-3 with a double tonight. Williams with the pitch, and it swung out and fouled back. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count. Williams with his next pitch, and it's a fastball up and away. 94 on the gun. One ball, one strike. Now Williams steps off the rubber for a moment. He's going to reset. One ball, one strike to Coco Montez. And the pitch is a little high. Two balls, one strike. Montez from Miami, Florida. Rockies draft pick in 2018. Good name, Coco Montez. 2-1 pitch inside, it hit him. It got him on the left arm, and he'll head down to first base. So there are two on with two out. And now Ryan Vallade will be the batter. And Williams is going to talk to Brian O'Keefe about how exactly they're going to pitch to Ryan Vallade. Vallade's been walking tonight. He's got two walks and a flyout, 0 for 1. All that came against the Rainier's starting pitcher, Connor Wade. Williams ready. Here's his pitch. And it swung on, grounded just barely foul down the first baseline. Would have been a fair ball with the last umpiring crew. Strike one to Vallade. Now Williams with the pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball. 1-1. Williams with the 1-1 pitch, and it swung on and hit softly up the middle. Fielded on one hop by McCoy, and he throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Taylor Williams works a scoreless top of the seventh. No runs on a hit, no errors, two runners left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium on our first ever Grateful Dead night here at the ballpark. And the Red Ears bats have been, kind of deceased for the first six innings of this game. Maybe they will spring to life in the late innings. Trailing 2-0, it is Forrest Wall leading things off, and counts 1-1. Ty Block pitched a 3-up, 3-down sixth inning. And he remains in the game for his second inning of relief work for Albuquerque. 1-1 pitch to Wall. There's a liner towards center, and it gets down for a base hit. And Wall is on, and that gets things started in the bottom of the seventh inning. Red Ears with their fourth hit of the game. Forrest Wall singles to center. Immediately it brings the tying run to the plate. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy 1-for-2 with a single so far today. And the pitch, McCoy tries a push bunt, first base side, Block picks it up, flips it to first, in time for the out on a close play. Listen to these fans who are not very happy with the call at first base. From my vantage point, I couldn't see it well. Maybe on the replay here we'll get a better look. Push bunt by McCoy, Block picked it up, flipped it over his head, and I think they might have got him there as the first baseman Tolia kept his foot on the bag while reaching up and moving in towards foul ground to receive the tie. So the bunt results in a 1-3 put out. Now, McCoy will get credit for a sacrifice, but that's not what he was trying to do. He was trying to get a hit with that. Wall is at second with one out, and now Drew Ellis is the batter. And the pitch from Block is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the lefty's 1-0 pitch is down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Rainiers have good speed at second in Wall. Second in the league in stolen bases with 34. And he'll take third if he thinks he's got it. Block's paying attention to him. And now he wheels and tries a pickoff throw. And Wall gets back in. Two balls, no strikes to Ellis, and now the pitch is called a strike, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. So runner at second, one out, two balls, two strikes to Ellis. And Block with the pitch, and it is swung on and lined foul down the third baseline. Ellis has had a few sharp foul balls pulled tonight. Two and two the count. And the pitch is inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. On deck is Trammell. Block with a 3-2 pitch to Ellis. Wall was on the move, and Ellis fouled it off. Still three balls, two strikes. Rainiers have not scored since the seventh inning last night when Luis Torrens grounded out and brought in Abraham Toro. Three balls, two strikes to Ellis, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, Block with a 91-mile-per-hour heater, and he fans Drew Ellis for the second out at the bottom of the seventh inning. So two away, and now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. He's 0-for-2, two flyouts and a walk, left versus left here. And the pitch to Trammell is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. With a 1-0. Swung on, lined into center. That'll work. A base hit, and Wall is flying around third, and he's going to score. It's an RBI single for Taylor Trammell with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning, and it's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1. So Trammell singles to center. He's really played well in this stint with Tacoma. Might have just knocked out Block, too. That looks like the manager, Schaefer, going to the mound. And he is indeed going to take the baseball from Block and go to the bullpen. So we've got a pitching change with two outs at the bottom of the seventh inning. Tying runner at first base. Our score is Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We are in the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Deers have just scored their first run of the game. It is Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1. The Red Deers have a runner at first with two outs. Evan White coming to the plate. And Albuquerque has brought in to pitch Big Chef, the older Sheffield brother, Jordan Sheffield, the older brother of the Red Deers pitcher, Justice Sheffield. And Jordan Sheffield has never pitched against the Red Deers before, and he's in now to face Evan White. Here's his first pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Sheffield's been in 21 games for Albuquerque this year, and he's had a tough time really with control. 18 walks and 17 and two-thirds innings and 11.21 ERA. All righty, with his 1-0 pitch on its way to White, and it is down and in for a ball, 2-0. Sheffield drafted by the Dodgers in the first round in 2016 out of Vanderbilt, but reached the majors for his first time last year with the Rockies. 2-0 pitch to White with a runner going is a strike, throw to second, and they got him. Trammell is caught stealing second base for the final out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. That does it for the Red Deers. They get one run on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We head to the eighth inning. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma 1. Rainiers go to the bullpen for their second time tonight. Bring in left-hander Brennan Bernardino. And Bernardino on in relief of Taylor Williams. Williams one and two-thirds. Allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, one strikeout. Hit a batter with a pitch. Did a nice job tonight. So Bernardino in from the pen, and this is his 12th appearance. 2-0 with a 0.59 ERA. In 15 and a third innings, he has struck out 20 and walked 4. His duty here, his job, put a zero on the scoreboard at the top of the eighth and see if the Red Ears can continue their comeback bid in the bottom of the eighth. The Red Ears were down 2-0. They just got a run back in the bottom of the seventh. Looking for the shutdown inning here from Bernardino. His first pitch to Jimmy Herron is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Herron 1-for-3 today with a single. That came back in the second inning. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. One pitch. Called a strike at the knees with the slider, and the count moves to 1-2. Bernardino, great find by the Mariners organization. Picked him up in late June out of the Mexican League. He'd been pitching for Tijuana. 1-2 pitch, pulled foul, third base side, still 1-2. And Bernardino, a Southern California native, hadn't pitched an affiliated ball since 2018 and had been in the Mexican League since then. And he's got good stuff. And poise on the mound as well. He even made his big league debut this season with Seattle. Here's his 1-2 pitch coming to Jimmy Herron. And it is swung out and bounced foul, still 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is high, 2-2. There's action in the Albuquerque bullpen, which I find surprising. Here's one down low, ball three. Because they brought in Sheffield with two outs. He threw a pitch to Evan White, who took it, and Taylor Trammell was caught stealing on that pitch to end the inning. The 3-2 is down and in, ball four, a leadoff walk for Herron. He heads down to first base, and now Morales will be the batter. I think it actually takes Sheffield out after he didn't face a hitter. It's possible. We'll see what the Isotopes do. Jonathan Morales has two singles and a walk today. The number nine man in the Topes lineup, their catcher, right-hand hitter. Bernardino with his pitch, and it is bunted at and missed. That is strike one. Now the 0-1. Swung on, grounded, foul. Third base side, strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Bernardino checks the runner, Heron at first base. And a toss over there now, and Heron's back in. Heron 3-for-4 stealing bases for the Isotopes, and he's only been in 20 games for them. Recently promoted from AA. 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Or did he foul that? He fouled that. Sorry, foul ball there. So still 0-2 the count to Morales. Fouled it off his foot is what happened. So no balls, two strikes. Morales allotted a little extra time to get settled in the batter's box after fouling one off his foot. He's in there now. And Bernardino is set. The 0-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-2. Oh, another pickoff throw to first. Heron back in. And that's it for pickoff throws for Bernardino for this at-bat. He's hit his limit of two. Can't make another one while Morales is hitting. If he does, it would be a balk. The 1-2 pitch swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Now the 1-2 coming to Morales. And the runner goes, and it is chopped foul. Still 1-2. We've seen Bernardino have a lot of games with Tacoma where he has really quick innings and throws very few pitches. This is not one of those outings. He walked Heron, the leadoff hitter, on a full count after getting ahead 1-2. And he's thrown a bunch of pitches to Morales here. The count's still just 1-2. And now 2-2 as he misses outside with a breaking ball. But that was the seventh pitch of this at-bat to Morales. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is down in the dirt. Ball three, and it's a full count. So three balls, two strikes. Runner at first base with no one out. Heron will probably be on the move here, I would think. There he goes, and the 3-2 is down and in. Ball four, back-to-back walks issued to the 8 and 9 hitters leading off the eighth inning. And in both cases, Bernardino was ahead of the count, one ball and two strikes, and ended up walking the man. And he has thrown 17 pitches to two batters here. And now the top of the order comes up for Albuquerque. It's Tim Lopes. Here's the pitch, and it's bunted and missed. Bunted at and missed. That is strike one. Lopes drove in Albuquerque's second run of the game in the sixth inning when he was up with the bases loaded and brought in a run with an infield grounder. 0-1 pitch from Bernardino, and again he squares around and bunts it. No, they say he did not bunt it. It hit him. Lopes is hit by the pitch. Looked like he might have bunted at it, though, and the Rainiers want clarification on that, and Tim Fedorovich is coming out of the dugout as several of the Rainiers are telling umpire Anthony Perez that Lopes bunted at that pitch. It should be a swing, they think, and that thus he should not be awarded first base for being hit by the pitch. And they're not going to win the argument. So Lopes hit by the pitch, and the bases are loaded on two walks and a hit batter here in the eighth inning. We look at this on MILB TV, and he squared around, but then was trying to pull back as the pitch hit him. The umpires say he did not bunt at it. So the bases are loaded, no one out for Alan Trejo, who has hit two grand slams this season. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. We've talked about it during this series, but Albuquerque, who leads all of minor league baseball in hitting home runs, has hit an unbelievable number of grand slams this year as a team. They've hit 11. And Trejo is done it twice, and he swings and fouls one away, and that evens up the count 1-1. Rainiers have the infield in. They don't want to fall behind by more if they can avoid it. This is the first time we have seen Brennan Bernardino struggle with his control. Heron at third, Morales at second, Lopes at first. The 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball. Fastball from Bernardino. Two balls, one strike. No one up in the Red Ears bullpen. Bernardino with the 2-1 pitch. And it is down and in, ball three. They got to get someone up in the pen. We have not seen Bernardino like this, but he is clearly struggling with his control. And now they do have someone throwing. 3-1 pitch, hit in the air towards right, struck well. Trammell's back at the track, at the fence. It is gone. A grand slam for Alan Trejo. And Albuquerque makes it a 6-1 lead. Trejo hit two homers yesterday, and he has hit two homers, including a grand slam today. It is his third grand slam of the season. Albuquerque has hit 12 grand slams as a team this year. That's matches the highest total by any minor league team since 2005. And out to the mound is Alon Leishman. Talking things over with Bernardino. Bernardino allowed just two runs, one earned in his first 11 games for Tacoma. He's been charged with four here tonight. in the Tacoma bullpen. It's Riley O'Brien who is warming up. Alan Trejo is going to be the Pacific Coast League Player of the Week, you guys. 5 home runs this week and still another game to play tomorrow. Here's Sean Bouchard, and the pitch is taken for a strike, going 1 the count. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Now a swing and a bouncer to third. Fair ball fielded by Ellis, and he throws to first, and there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. Bouchard bounces out to the third baseman, and what a way at the top of the eighth. And now Carlos Perez will be the batter. Perez is 0 for 4 tonight. 2 ground outs, a pop up, and a fly out. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is on the outside corner for a strike to Perez, and it's 0-2. And this one's down and in for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Four runs here in the eighth for Albuquerque. Break it open, a one-run game. The 1-2 is outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the 2-2 is up and away, ball 3. Bernardino over 30 pitches in this inning. Here comes the payoff, and it is swung on and grounded to short. McCoy waits for the hop and then throws to first for the out, and Perez is retired 2 away in the eighth inning. And the type of grounder right there that if a fast guy had hit it, McCoy would have charged it and fielded it one hop earlier, but he knew that Perez was the batter and that he is a 31-year-old catcher who does not run well, and McCoy waited for it and still had plenty of time to throw him out. Here's a first pitch strike to Tolia, 0-1 the count. Tolia 1 for 4 with a double. Switch hitter, bats right-handed against Bernardino. This is his first right-handed at bat of the game. 0-1 is a fastball called a strike, 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Tolia looked like he wasn't quite ready for that. Bernardino strikes him out on 3 pitches, and that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. But Albuquerque scores 4 runs on 1 hit, and it was a salami. No errors and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Red Deers suddenly find themselves trailing by five. It's Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 1. New pitcher in for the Topes. It's right-hander Chad Smith, whom we have not seen in this series. Smith appearing in his 30th game. He's been Albuquerque's closer at times this year, and he has 11 saves. He's 1-2 with a 3.38 ERA. When they had a save situation yesterday, they went to Zach Lee instead of Smith. They go to Smith today in the eighth inning. Here's his pitch to Evan White, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. So Justice Sheffield did indeed pitch one-third. Justice, I knew I was going to do that. His brother, Jordan Sheffield, did indeed pitch one-third of an inning without facing a hitter officially. Here's one outside for a ball. White was at the plate when Sheffield came in last inning with two outs and a runner at first. White took a pitch. Trammell was caught stealing on the play for the last out of the inning. Now fastball called a strike. 2-1 to White. Now, the score was 2-1 when that happened, but if the score had been tied, and then Albuquerque scored the four runs on the grand slam at the top of the inning. Sears went outside for a ball. We could have had an instance in which a pitcher would be credited with a win without facing a hitter. But we just missed that potential reality. 3-1 pitch is a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch to White. Check swing, and he did not go, says the first base umpire. It's a leadoff walk for Evan White. So he heads down to first base. And now Jonathan Villar will bat for Tacoma. Hey, remember, we've got daytime baseball tomorrow for the final game of this long homestand. The 13-gamer comes to an end tomorrow. It starts at 1:35 tomorrow afternoon. Rowenis Elias is going to make a start for the Red Deers against Riley Smith of Albuquerque. As the pitch is fouled off by VR into the seats, that is strike one. If you're listening to the broadcast tomorrow, tune in early at 1:20. We'll have our Sunday visit with Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich as part of the pregame show tomorrow. 0-1 pitch to VR is a swing and a miss, so the count goes to 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's a called strike three. VR goes down looking, and one man is out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Chad Smith got him with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball that had a little sink to it. So one out, and now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kalnick, 1-for-3 with a single so far. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is a check swing bouncer over the pitcher's head, charged and fielded by the shortstop Trejo, and he gets the out at first base. The runner moves up, White takes second. Kalnick did a half swing here, hit it straight into the ground. It took a big bounce over the pitcher's head, and the shifted shortstop Trejo had a good read on that, charging it all the way and made the play. So runner at second with two down, and now Kyle Lewis will bat. 0-for-3 with a couple strikeouts tonight. And Smith with a pitch, and it is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. 1-1. Kyle Lewis, 26-year-old outfielder, serving as the DH today. 1-1 pitch on its way from Smith, and it is swung on and fouled at the plate. 1-2 the count. Six-one Albuquerque, two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. Rainier scored their first run of the night last inning, only to see Albuquerque hit a grand slam at the top of the eighth to open up a close game. And the 1-2 to Lewis is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and Lewis has struck out to end the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs for Tacoma, no hits or errors. One runner left on base, and we move on to the ninth inning. It's Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the ninth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It is Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 1. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Red Ears. Riley O'Brien comes in from the pen. He replaces Bernardino, who went one inning, allowed one hit, four runs all earned. There was a homer. He walked two, hit a batter with a pitch, one strikeout. So O'Brien in from the bullpen, and this is his 22nd appearance for Tacoma. 1-2 with a 5.92 ERA. O'Brien, tall right-hander with a fastball in the mid-90s on the gun, and his first pitch is exactly that for a called strike to Coco Montez. 0-1 the count. Montez 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored and has been hit by a pitch. Next pitch is fouled off on the first base side. Count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Coco Montez. And the pitch is outside, ball one. Breaking ball there that missed outside. And for O'Brien, his breaking ball that he throws a lot is a curveball. Here's his 1-2. And there's the curveball for a called strike three. And down goes Montez, and one man is out at the top of the ninth. So Riley O'Brien strikes out the first batter he faces today, and now Ryan Vallade will hit. O'Brien pitched here on Thursday night one inning and allowed one run with a solo homer. As here's a swing and a pop up behind second. VR calling for it on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. Vallade is out number two at the top of the ninth inning. And now Jimmy Herron will be the hitter. Herron is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk and a run scored. Right-hand hitter Herron. O'Brien with a pitch, and it's a fastball outside. Right here's going to need a rally in the bottom of the ninth, and it'll be O'Keefe, Wall, and McCoy who are due up to get things started. A 1 pitch is wrapped on the ground sharply to first. Nice play by White, and he lunges to his left to field it and takes it to the base himself for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down at the top of the ninth inning. Riley O'Brown makes quick work of the isotopes. We go to the bottom of the ninth with the score. Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It's Albuquerque 6, Rainiers 1. Rainiers with one last chance to try to put together a big rally here. New pitcher in for the Isotopes. It's right-hander Yoel Peguero. And Peguero is appearing in his fourth game since joining the Isotopes. He had been with the Tampa Bay Rays affiliate, the Durham Bulls, for most of this season. And he is the fifth pitcher used by Albuquerque tonight. He's out in relief of Chad Smith, who worked a scoreless eighth inning without allowing a hit. He walked one and struck out two. So Peguero will face Brian O'Keefe, Forrest Wall, and Mason McCoy. O'Keefe stands in now 0 for 2 with a couple of ground outs and a walk, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it off out of play on the first base side. That's strike one. Well, if the Rainiers can't rally here in the ninth, they're going to need a win tomorrow to salvage a split of this series. As here's one in for a strike to O'Keefe, and he's behind in the count 0-2. And if this score holds up, as Peguero's 0-2 pitch is a called strike three on the inside edge, and O'Keefe has struck out for the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. If this score holds up, the Rainiers will have a losing record on the longest homestand of the year, this 13-gamer. All season long, the Rainiers have had a better record in road games than home games, although recently the home record has been catching up, but not on this homestand. First pitch to Forrest Wall is a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Wall singled in the seventh, is 1-for-3, and he has scored the Rainiers' lone run tonight. Now a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 0-2. Albuquerque leading 6-1, one out at the bottom of the ninth. Now the pitch is hit in the air, foul, out of play on the third base side. 0-2 to Wall. O2 pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Wall, and the Rainiers are down to their last out. Albuquerque pitchers have struck out a dozen tonight. Mason McCoy, one out hit. He has a single, is 1-for-2. Also had a sacrifice bunt. And the pitch is a fastball that just misses outside. Player of the game today, no doubt about it, Alan Trejo for Albuquerque, 4-for-5, two homers, one of which was a grand slam. One of his other hits was a double. Oh, here's a drive to right field off the bat of McCoy. This is deep, it is back, and it is gone. Mason McCoy with a solo shot to right field. And it is a 6-2 ball game. Oppo shot for McCoy, his 15th of the year, adding to his career-high total. And he's hit three homers in his last four games and six homers in his last 11 games. McCoy continues the power surge. Pitch to Drew Ellis is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Well, the Rainiers, after back-to-back games without hitting a homer, get one tonight at the last possible chance with two outs in the ninth. Here's one down low for a ball to Ellis. And the Rainiers had not gone three games in a row without hitting a homer all season, and they were an out away from doing it, and McCoy went deep. 2-0 to Ellis. Popped up right side and playable. Tolia out in shallow right and still on the move, but he makes the catch in fair territory for the final out of the ball game. That's it. Isotopes win it. 6-2 is the final score, and they move ahead of the series 3-2 with the series finale tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. Stick around. We'll break down the game, recap it, and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Albuquerque takes it 6-2, the final score tonight in the fifth game of the six-game series, and Albuquerque now leads the series 3-2 going into the finale tomorrow afternoon at 1:35. This was the Alan Trejo game. This has been the Alan Trejo series. He has just gone off for Albuquerque through the first five games of this series, and today he was 4-for-5 with two homers, one of which was a grand slam. It was 0-0 in the fifth inning, and Connor Wade was shutting out Albuquerque, although Trejo had two hits against him early in the game, a single and a double. And then Trejo led off the fifth inning and launched a homer, his 14th of the year to left field. It gave Albuquerque the 1-0 lead. They tacked on another run in the sixth inning when Coco Montez hit a leadoff double against Wade and eventually scored on an infield grounder off the bat of Tim Lopes to make it 2-0. Wade went 5 1/3 innings, allowing two runs, and took a tough loss today. Chad Cole, a major leaguer on rehab, started for Albuquerque, and he went 5 scoreless innings, giving up 3 hits. He walked 4, but was never really in trouble until after there were 2 outs, and the Rainiers couldn't get that 2-out hit that they needed when Cole was on the mound. And he got through it with 5 scoreless innings today and left with the lead. Rainiers did get a run to the bottom of the seventh inning after some real solid relief work from Taylor Williams to keep it 2-0. Forrest Wall led off the bottom of the seventh with a single to center against the lefty Ty Block. A bunt moved him up to second. He was at second base with 2 outs when Trammell singled to center field off Block, scoring Wall from second base and making it a 2-1 ball game. But Trammell would then get caught stealing second to end the inning. Then came the eighth. The eighth inning is what decided this one. Rainiers brought in Brennan Bernardino, who has been so good. A 0.59 ERA coming into play. Just 4 walks in 15 1/3 innings for Tacoma. He didn't have his control today. He walked Jimmy Herron after getting ahead of the count 1-2. He walked Jonathan Morales after getting ahead of the count 1-2. Then he hit Tim Lopes, who was trying to bunt with a pitch, loading the bases for Trejo, who hit two home runs yesterday and already had three hits and a homer today. You guessed it, grand slam to right field. His second homer of the game, his fifth home run of this series. Albuquerque's 12th grand slam as a team this season. They lead all of pro baseball in that category, and it's not even close. And the Isotopes were ahead 6-1. Rainier's got one run back with two outs in the ninth inning when Mason McCoy launched a solo homer to right field off Yoel Peguero, McCoy's 15th homer of the year, and he has six homers in his last 11 games. But the Rainier's dropped this one. 6-2 is our final score. Here are the final totals for victorious Albuquerque. 6 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They left 12 on base. Tacoma scored 2 runs on 6 hits, made no errors, left 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Chad Kuhl. He's 1-0. Loss goes to Wade. He's 4-5. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 43 minutes. They attended 6,343. Albuquerque with the victory is now 53-62 on the season, and the Red Ears fall to 52-64. Day game to wrap up the homestand tomorrow, 1:35 p.m. first pitch. Tacoma's going to start Rowenis Elias. Albuquerque has Riley Smith listed as their starter. That's tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. Pregame show starts at 1:20. Topes win it 6-2. Stick around. We'll look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Isotopes take it 6-2. We will now move on to our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners lost in extra innings today to the Oakland A's 4-3 in 10 as Oakland in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Mariners didn't score their automatic runner in the top of the 10th. It was tied 3-3. And then in the bottom of the 10th inning, Sheldon Noisy hit a chopper off of Diego Castillo that Castillo couldn't handle, and it scored Tony Kemp with the winning run. A's beat the M's 4-3. That ended the Mariners' four-game winning streak. They'll try to win the series in Oakland, which is tied 1-1 in the day game tomorrow. Finals from the American League. Toronto beat the Yankees 5-2. Gerrit Cole, an enigma for the Yankees, whose offense has disappeared. Cole had a no-hitter going through four innings, and then in the fifth inning he allowed 4 runs, and Toronto is going to go for a four-game series sweep tomorrow. Tigers defeat the Angels 4-3. Tyler Alexander pitched 6 innings for the win for Detroit. It was the Red Sox knocking off the Orioles 4-3. Kike Hernandez with a 2-run homer for the Red Sox, who had a strong start from Michael Wacha. Tampa Bay, a 5-2 winner over Kansas City today. Drew Rasmussen, Puyallup born, got the win for the Rays, his 8th of the season. The Rangers needed 10 innings to beat the Twins 4-3. They got 2 runs at the top of the 10th. Corey Seager with a big RBI single. And Johnny Cueto was dealing. 8 2/3 shutout innings, and the White Sox beat the Cleveland Guardians 2-0 after a long rain delay in Cleveland. One interleague game today. The Braves hold off the Astros in 11, 5-4, as Travis d'Arnaud had the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 11th inning for the Braves. In the National League, there was a double dip between the Mets and the Phillies, and it was a split. Mets won the first game 8-2. Starling Marte had three hits. Phillies won the second game 4-1 as Bailey Falter tossed six innings and allowed just one run to get the win for the Phillies. Cubbies beat the Brewers in 11 innings, 6-5 at Wrigley. Wild game, 3-3 after nine. Each team got a run of the 10th. Brewers scored one in the top of the 11th. Cubs got two in the bottom of the 11th to win it. Wilson Contreras had the game-winning RBI single. A couple former right ears did good for the Reds. They beat the Pirates 10-1. Jake Fraley hit a two-run homer. Justin Dunn went five innings, allowed one run, and got the win. That's Justin Dunn's first win in 16 months in the big leagues. Rockies beat the Giants 4-3. As that was a 10-inning game. Brendan Rodgers' fourth hit of the game for the Rockies was a game-winning RBI single at the bottom of the 10th. Albert Pujols has found the fountain of youth, and the Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks 16-7 as Pujols was 4-for-4 today, including two home runs, and he's up to 692 for his career, and suddenly you think maybe he can get to 700 this year. Padres beat the Nationals 2-1. Juan Soto with a big homer late in that game. And the Dodgers shut out the Marlins 7-0. Dustin May back from Tommy John surgery. First start back in the big leagues. Goes five shutout innings of one hit ball and strikes out nine and picks up a win. Good story there for Dustin May. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard here at Tacoma. The Topes beat the Red Ears 6-2. We'll be back with more after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Well, the Topes have hit more home runs than any team in minor league baseball this year, and they added two to their total today. And Albuquerque has hit more grand slams than anyone in minor league baseball in the last 17 years, as far back as 2005 when the current historical stat database was started by MLB. And they added to their total today with their 12th grand slam of the season. Alan Trejo with the opposite field shot in the eighth inning. And that broke open a 2-1 game, and Albuquerque ends up winning 6-2. So the Red Ears need a win tomorrow to split with these guys. And that is the final game of the homestand, too, tomorrow afternoon. On our PCL scoreboard, Oklahoma City was trailing, they were leading Sugarland 13-5 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. They just had to avoid another of those 17-run innings, and they did. They put a zero up there. Oklahoma City beat Sugarland 13-5 after allowing Sugarland to score 17 runs in one inning yesterday. Round Rock beat El Paso 8-2. Reno took out Salt Lake 4-2. And Sacramento has an 8-7 lead at Las Vegas at the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, tomorrow's series finale starts at 1:35. Rowenis Elias will get the start for Tacoma against Riley Smith of Albuquerque. We'll start our pregame show at 1:20. We'll have our Sunday interview with manager Tim Fedorovich as part of that, so tune in early if you want to hear from the skipper. That is tomorrow. First pitch, 1:35, pregame show, 1:20. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 2. Have a great night.